Let me dust this mic off a little bit and make sure it still works. Oh, wait, it does. It's the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast with Steel and Flip. And it is full swing fantasy draft preparation mode, including a little bit of NHL news. We are back, people, and we are back in a big way. Make sure you keep it locked. And thank you for being here. Today's episode is a big one. Let's get right to it.
You're Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily podcast on fantasy hockey. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Party people, fantasy fanatics, and degenerate gamblers, welcome back to your source. It is the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast with Steel and Flip. And we are back in full swing, people. September is here. We've been off for a few days. It's been a holiday. But trust me when I say we haven't been sleeping on the uptake on the fantasy news. Steel and I are tapped in and ready to go for the next 6 weeks. Full push to fantasy draft season. And thank you so much for making us your first listen every single day. Steel and I see you out there. Subscribers over the 300 mark. We're getting views, we're getting listens, and we're getting feedback, and we appreciate it all. And aside from that, we are grateful to be here. So thank you so much for all of that. And now it's time to get down to business, Steel. There's some big signings, extensions over the last few days, and you and I know it's a little late to the party, but I know our listeners out there want to hear what this means from a fantasy side of things. And we're going to top things off on today's episode by doing a little who would you rather, and potentially steal our spiciest who would you rather we've had yet with the two best goaltenders in the game. And we're going to get to that later in the episode. But let's start with the Canucks and JT Miller, if you're okay with that, my friend.
Yeah.
Because we've talked about it before, and JT Miller has been one of the more highly effective forwards over the last number of seasons. And now that he's settled in Vancouver, and I think I've said it before, I'm taking another deep look at this group over the next couple of seasons, Steel, because whatever you want to say about the back end, the top end is looking like they're going to put up some numbers.
Yeah, this is a very interesting conversation to have with JT Miller and the Vancouver Canucks. You know, we talked about the Pacific Division. I'm not a fan of them heading into this season. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs, but they do have some great talent up front and in the net with Thatcher Demko. But specifically with JT Miller, what an absolute big contract. He wanted this. He wanted to stay in Vancouver, and they get the job done. 7 years, $8 million. He secures the bag, obviously. But from a fantasy standpoint, you know, looking at where he is on the average draft pick, it looks like he's getting drafted in the early second round. I think that's the right round. That is the right round. He will be taken in the second round. If you're taking him late in the first, I think that's way too early for JT Miller.
Just
a bit too early in the first round. But for me, he is a second round pick automatically with just the production he put up last year, 99 points in 80 games.
Yeah,
for me, though, I don't think he's going to be close to that number again. I don't think he's putting up 99 points this upcoming season. You know, in the past, his previous career high was 76 points just 2 years ago, his first year with the Vancouver Canucks. I think he's going to be closer to that, comparable to that season as well. So I think he finishes the season with 80 to 82 points in that range. I just think 99 was probably his career year, and it's going to drop down a little bit. But again, he's still in that second round. He's surrounded by guys like Artemi Panarin, David Pastrnak, Kyle Connor, Mika Zibanejad. Those guys are getting taken in the second round as well. I would put a couple of those guys above JT Miller, but if you can grab JT Miller in the second round, that is a big steal.
He's going to produce. That's a fact. He's going to produce. But some of these players, you know, we've talked about the Chris Kreiders. We've talked about some of these players that really stepped out above what we can expect on the average fantasy-wise. But one of the other reasons that I'm a little bit concerned, and this is probably a benefit to Vancouver Canucks fans, is they have some other options going around now in Vancouver. And I don't know what it's going to work out. You know, I've talked about Paul Colson. I've talked about what is Mikheyev's addition, Andre Kuzmenko from the KHL. If some of those options start to click and the Vancouver Canucks are now able to roll two or three lines, just by de facto how you watch hockey and know how this works. Less minutes means less production. And you said it. He really stepped out last season. Credit due. But we're talking about fantasy here, people. And he might not be in the kind of setup to replicate those points. But this is a good signing for the Vancouver Canucks. One that they for sure needed to ensure long-term, you know, quality production in that top six, even top nine forward group steal. And I think we can agree that this is one of those teams from an offensive side. We need to, you know, put aside the blue line, but just on the offensive side that turns heads fantasy-wise. And I want to hit you with this take because I did read this afternoon, and I think it's a bold one from Mr. JT Miller. He comes out and says it's a very easy decision to sign in Vancouver because of their future. And he says this, I want to be there. We're just scratching the surface with the potential. And I think from a hockey standpoint, we're a winner. I don't think they're there yet. I want to hit your take. Give me your preview for where the Canucks end this season. That's just a little sidebar because we are talking Canucks.
Yeah, look, I agree with everything he says, besides the fact that the Vancouver Canucks are a winner. I think it was clear that he wanted to stay in Vancouver and that he wanted to get a deal done, and they were able to do that.
Going to be a winner. Maybe my quoting here is, but I'm with you, so thank you.
Yeah, and I think he is right with the direction Vancouver's heading in. They've brought in a couple of younger guys. You know, like you mentioned, those guys, you know, some of the guys they already have, Horvat, Pettersson, who we've talked about, Besser, Kuzmenko, Mikheyev, who, you know, had somewhat of a career year last year with the Maple Leafs, kind of stepping out of his shell as well. They are heading in the right direction, but they're not winners right now. And I've already said that they're not going to make the playoffs. So again, they're one of those bubble teams, but I think they just fall a little bit short the same way they did last year. But JT Miller, he's still going to be a great player. It just, for me, he had a career year, 32 goals, which his previous was 27 back in 2019, a career year in assists, 67 assists. I don't think he's going to be able to match that.
Yeah. Hey, I may have butchered that quote, and, you know, don't hold me over the rails on that one. But he also said that they're starting to have a lot of fun winning hockey games. And I think that's one of those quotes that maybe are verbatim for any hockey player across the planet. Yeah. But I will also leave this JT Miller conversation with this. And I think this has been brought up a few different times with this team this year. They looked very different under Bruce Boudreau.
Yeah.
And JT Miller was that example. 25 games with under Travis Green, 23 points. And in the second half of the season, he put up 76 points in 55 games under Bruce Boudreau. And I do think that little bit more time with Brucey, and I do like him as a coach, so maybe I'm biased, is going to mean more good things for the Vancouver Canucks. More good things for us continue to come up after the break. We're going to talk about Jake Oettinger. We have to. He's on the cusp of being right in that top echelon of goaltenders. Yeah. He gets re-signed by the Dallas Stars. We're talking about that impact. And we're going to be talking more goaltenders even after that with a little who have you rather with two of the best in the game. Speaking of best in the game, how about some of the best snacks in the game? Built Bars. If you haven't tried the Built Bar Puffs yet, you're depriving yourself of one of life's greatest joys. And guess what? They're Built Bars ready with the fresh, delicious new flavors. Cookie dough covered in chocolate. That's right. Built has done it again. Let me introduce you to the new favorite. Cookie dough chunk puffs have a light and chewy texture, real cookie dough chunks, and of course, they are covered in Steele's favorite 100% real chocolate. All of the joys of eating that cookie dough without the hassle of making it. Plus, it's healthy for you. I don't know what else I need to say, except for run to built.com. Snag yourself a box of this for you and the family. It's the perfect treat, or you can find a really good hiding place and just hoard them for yourselves. Late night snacks, hello. Like the rest of the Built Bars, they are covered in the delicious chocolateness that also bring that healthy boost. So I don't know what you're waiting for. You need to head to built.com, hit in Locked On 15 for the promo code and get 15% off your order.
Thank you so much for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every single day. Don't forget, we are free and available on all podcast platforms, which also includes YouTube. So if you haven't yet, please hit the subscribe and the follow button. Once you do, you'll get all the latest episodes of the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast as soon as they're available each and every day, Monday through Friday, 7 o'clock in the morning Eastern Time. a ton of content coming out, mock drafts. Flip and I have been telling you for the last couple of weeks, we are getting prepared for our mock drafts coming next week, September 12th. So be prepared. Stay tuned to the Locked On Fantasy Hockey podcast. And let's continue the conversation with the extension of Jake Oettinger of the Dallas Stars. You know, like you said off the top, we are a little bit late to this to the party. You know, the news came out a week ago, maybe a little bit longer than that. But we do have to talk about Jake Oettinger signing.
Thank you.
3 years, $4 million. He clearly wanted more, but they weren't able to get the job done with that. But he still gets signed to the Dallas Stars. He's still under contract for the next 3 years. I think this is great. Great for the Dallas Stars. They are able to get a little bit of a bargain for Jake Oettinger, only having two seasons in the NHL so far, but he has done a wonderful job in trying to make his case and why he should get paid more. And after the 3 years, I think he's going to get paid even more.
I wholeheartedly agree. This is a bridge deal that, you know, it makes sense. This is one of those spots where I think when I look at those top 10 to 12, I'm not even talking top 20. Top 10 to 12, because that's where it comes in fantasy, that those are the goalies that usually make the serious difference on winning clubs. After that, you're going to have to kind of get lucky. And Jake Oettinger this year, Steele, was right there on the cusp. And when I look at how many games he actually played last year, of the top 12 goalies, he has 30 wins in the least starts.
Yeah,
that's one of those numbers that when I click on this stat of wins, 30-15-1 is great. But it's even better in 48 starts. This is a guy that I do think, Steele, the Dallas Stars needed to get under contract, number one.
Yes.
The bridge deal makes sense, but put that all aside. Jake Oettinger, I know I might sound like a broken record, but I also think that maybe we deserve a little bit of credit because we talked about this guy half a season ago, Steele, and then he went on a tear, playoffs and otherwise. He proved he can get it done. And I think that we mentioned scratching the surface. I really do think this is a player that's scratching the surface.
Yeah, and to be honest, I would even throw him in the top 10 for the goalies in this upcoming fantasy draft as well. And like you said, he only started 46 games last year. I could see him playing 10 to 13 more this upcoming season, maybe even getting up. Maybe even getting up to 60 starts, you know, or 60 games, not starts, but I could see him getting up there potentially. So the Dallas Stars have found their goalie. You know, they were dealt a very, very bad hand with the Ben Bishop injury. Anton Hudobin wasn't playing great. Braden
Holt. And injured as well.
Yeah, so they had a very bad hand dealt to them with the goalies they had. The veteran goalies, I should say, the last couple of seasons. But thank God, Jake Oettinger. They have Jake Oettinger to save the day in the net for them this upcoming season and for the next couple of years. Yes. That he will be the guy that breaks or makes this team this upcoming season.
100%. And there's one of these things with some of these franchises. Jim Neal, the general manager in Dallas, sometimes is one of those guys that you are just shaking your head at. How does he still have a job? And then otherwise you look at some of these young pieces that the Dallas Stars have, and then you go, okay, that's why. Because Jason Robertson, Roope Hintz, Miro Heiskanen, and Jake Oettinger, those four pieces, and I know they have some other ones on the come up, those ones there then back up the fact why this man still has his job. Now, probably most importantly, and I know we've been seeing some comments out there from our listeners, from our viewers, shout out to everyone out there. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and otherwise, because we see you. Steele and I are getting back to the comments, the DMs, the tweets. Haters or otherwise, we appreciate it. But I've seen a couple comments out there about goaltenders and what you do with these guys. What do you do in fantasy keeper dynasty situations? Jake Oettinger is about to play the next decade as the starter in Dallas, literally. So make sure you want to hear about keeper and dynasty. There's your tip for this episode. Jake Oettinger should be one of the top targets for your dynasty keeper or otherwise for starting goaltender, Steele. And I think both of you can agree on that fact.
Yeah, he's definitely one of the, like I said, he's in the top 10 goalies for this upcoming season for me. Probably around the 8th or 9th position right now. You know, obviously guys ahead of him like Markstrom, UC Saros, Vasilevskiy, and Shesterkin, who we're going to get to. Tristan Jarry, who I'd even throw in the top 5, maybe top 7 as well.
He's right there.
There are a couple of goalies ahead of him, but he is for sure in the top 10. And you know, in the draft that I had right after the Stanley Cup Finals, he was taken pretty early. So guys are looking at him, you know, for keeper leagues, because this is a keeper league I'm in. They are looking to him and picking him a little bit earlier than I would have expected. But if you're in a keeper league, he's one of those guys that he's going to be around for a long time.
Hey, 64 saves in Game 7 in the playoffs last year, and his performance in the playoffs might explain why some GMs are going to be quite high on them, on this player. And just maybe a little bit of caution. Don't go too crazy after a small sample size, but I think there's more than enough there to prove and back up what Steele and I are talking about. 3-year, $12 million extension. Bridge deal, that's clear. What else is clear is he is a top option. We're going to talk about the two top options when it comes to fantasy goaltenders. That's coming up right around the break. And please keep it tuned in and tapped in to the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast, because as my main man Steele alluded to off the top, there is all the pre-draft coverage coming up, mock drafts and otherwise. So make sure you are subscribed and tapped in every single day.
Also have to mention, we do have a returning guest coming up this week as well. Joss Wegman of The Score is going to be joining us for the second time on the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast. We can't wait to hear his insight for the fantasy draft, to play, you know, just the NHL and news in general. So we're excited to get Josh back on the podcast this upcoming week. So stay tuned for that episode as well. Thank you so much for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every single day. I'm going to say it again. Please hit the subscribe, hit the follow button. Flip and I appreciate all the love and all the support out there. Thank you so much for liking the videos, commenting on the videos, watching the videos, and downloading them on your favorite podcast platform. So again, thank you, and we love you out there for tuning in to the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast. And Flip, this might be, like you said, this might be the best who would you rather we have yet to date.
Yeah.
Andrei Vasilevskiy, Igor Shesterkin, clearly the top two goalies in the league. We already know where I stand, because I've been saying for the last 5 months that Igor Shesterkin has taken control as the best goalie in the NHL right now. I want to hear what your thoughts on this. Who would you rather have for your fantasy league? For your fantasy league, and who are you drafting first, Vasilevskiy or Shesterkin?
Hey, we don't do a lot of pre-show discussions on what we want to do or say. Today we have to, because or else we can't talk about the same player. This is one of those, and I really appreciate the feedback on these who would you rathers, because I think some of these situations can really make or break some certain decisions. But in this case, Steele, both of these guys are the cream of the crop. These are the two best goaltenders. And I know the Sorokins, UC Soroses of the world, they're kind of knocking on the doorstep. They're around that second tier. Who would you rather here? I'm going Andrei Vasilevskiy, and I'll explain it. But I don't usually cop out this hard, and I'll cop out this hard because both of these goaltenders are elite. If you can get these guys on your team, you're already looking good. And after these two, we heard from Michael Amato of GoaliePost.com last week explaining goalie drafting strategy. If you missed that episode, go back, and you should have subscribed or you wouldn't have missed it. Go back and check that out, because after those first maybe three or four options, Steele, I think we're starting to realize you might want to hold off for a couple of rounds.
Yeah.
But Andrei Vasilevskiy and Igor Shesterkin should be right there at the end of the first round or in the second round. And I'll say this about Vasilevskiy, and I'm sorry I'm rambling on. This man has led the league in wins in five straight seasons. He's going on three straight cup trips. And we're talking about fantasy value, which sometimes is different from overall success. Yeah. Also, these are both goaltenders that have just recently won Vezina trophies. So this conversation is kind of a 1A, 1B, and maybe it's a 1AA. But I'll say this. Andrei Vasilevskiy is also playing in front of what I'll say is a bit of a better blue line in terms of veteran standpoint. I love Adam Fox. I love Jacob Trouba. And I'll turn it over to you. But the answer is Andrei Vasilevskiy for his pedigree and his ability to lead the league in wins. And I know this man you're about to talk about has the Vezina in his pocket. Yeah. So let me hear what you have to say. But I think the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Rangers are going to be right there as well, Steele. Neck and neck for one of the better teams in the East.
I'll start the conversation with a famous quote from my man, Drizzy Drake.
Woo! Let's go!
Top, look, He's top two, but he's not two. Igor Shesterkin is number one. He's number one, and you are right. You are right. These goalies are going to be the first two goalies off the board here. You know, looking at Yahoo, they're both getting taken in the first round, which is, you know, like you said, for me, goalies, I really tend to stay away from goalies in the first round. But if they're there, you pretty much have to take them because they're the cream of the crop, like you said. They're getting, it seems like they're getting average. Their average pick is around the 8th to 9th pick in fantasy draft. So they're right behind each other, 1A, 1B pretty much. But Igor Shesterkin for me is the best goalie in the league right now. And, you know, it is close, but I think after the last two seasons for sure that we've seen out of this guy, and especially the playoff run, you know, obviously they lost to the Tampa Bay Lightning, but just looking at his stats compared to Andrei Vasilevskiy, it's a very hard conversation, but 52 games started last year, 36 wins for Igor Shesterkin. Andrei Vasilevskiy started 63 games and only had 3 more wins than Igor Shesterkin. So yeah, he had more wins, but he played close to 13 to 15 more games and only recorded 3 more wins. And like you said, I think the defensive core they have in New York is a little bit better than they have in Tampa Bay right now. Jacob Trouba, Adam Fox, Keandre Miller, Schneider looks pretty good as well to me. I think this is a very advantageous season going for the New York Rangers. And like I already stated before in a couple episodes when we're doing the Metropolitan ranking and the Atlantic ranking, I have the New York Rangers winning the President's Cup trophy this year. They look like the team that is going to the Stanley Cup Finals. And then, and like you said, they're either going up against the Edmonton Oilers or the Colorado Avalanche, whatever team, like you said, sprinkle some money on, by the way. We're doing our predictions right now.
Yeah, there'll be a lot more of those episodes coming up.
There will be a lot, but you're right. It's 1A, 1B with these goals, Igor Shesterkin. I think the potential this guy has, if he can get a cup under his belt, I really do think he can be one of the best goalies we've ever seen in the National Hockey League. He just looks that good. And I know it's early to say. I know it's early to say because he's only 3 years into his career. You know, technically 2 because the first year he only played 12 games, but he just looks that good and he can reach that level.
He has been absolutely sensational, Steele. There's nothing I can say from what I've seen from that guy's performance over the last few seasons to literally disagree with anything that you are saying. And that's why this conversation, I think, is probably one of the more important ones we're going to have leading up to the draft. And that means these are the two guys that you want. Immediately, if I'm a player, like if I'm a GM in my league this season, especially in more traditional formats of like 10 teams and under, those two guys that have Vasilevskiy and Shesterkin, I'm going to say are most likely going to be in the top 5 in the end of the year, especially if it's a head-to-head categorical kind of situation for wins and otherwise. But I'll say this as well, and maybe we can leave it at this because this is interesting. Vasilevskiy faced almost 230 more shots against last season and still put up the percentages that he put up. Yeah. So what you're saying is valid, 100p. But I also will say Vasilevskiy saw even more rubber last season and still did what he did after going to back-to-back cups, which was the last point I want to make. Yeah. Is remember when it comes to fantasy that the track record and the mileage and getting lucky with injuries. None of these guys have been injury prone or nothing. But if you want to look at just the longevity side of things, remember how many games Andrei Vasilevskiy has played in the postseason. He's almost played a full second half of hockey additional to every other goaltender. So that's something I wanted to throw out there as well, Steele, because you've said this to me before on and off air. There's only so much you can do if you have half your roster injured, because then you got to get lucky and get tricky.
Yeah, and that's all that, you know, you bring up a good point, and that actually was what I was going to say as well. The longevity of Andrei Vasilevskiy and the amount of games he's played over the last 3 years, I think it's bound to catch up to him at some point this, you know, in either this season or the next season after this one. Also, he's 29 years old. Igor Shesterkin is 26 years old. I know this is kind of nitpicking right now. They're you know, Vasilevskiy's in his prime. Vasilevskiy's in his prime. Shesterkin's, you know, he's getting to his prime right now. He's working his way up. He's only 2 years into his NHL career, like I said. But yeah, I just think the longevity and the amount of games that has been put on his body, especially, We're talking about a guy or, you know, a position where you have to stand for 20 minutes. You, like, you get no rest. You just have to stand there. And I know myself, just stand 5 minutes is a little bit difficult. I know I'm not an athlete, but
I'm tired just thinking about it.
Yeah, he's standing up every single game for 20 minutes every period. And the amount of games, the more amount of games that he's played than the rest of the goalies in the NHL is just incredible. So I think it's bound to catch up to him at some point. He's still going to be a top tier goalie. He's still the second best goalie in the league. But Igor Shesterkin, he's younger. He hasn't played as much. And he looks like he's about to just take this entire league by storm.
And if he hasn't already, that's just maybe speaking to the fact even more so of how good he is. Steele, thank you for saying we're nitpicking, because there's going to be some people in the Tampa Bay Lightning world that go, there's been nothing wrong with Andrei Vasilevsky or the mileage on his body, but maybe that starts to be one. Hey, we're trying to make some money here, people. I'm thinking about every angle possible that might pooch my team. So sue me if I'm trying to be a little bit cautious. Also, make sure to DM the men's when you make that paper because of these predictions and picks we're making. And there's going to be a lot more of them. Speaking of which, Steele teed up a big-time guest coming up later in the week. Thank you for doing that, my brother. Josh Wegman of The Score, fantasy guru, senior writer at the biggest sports app in the country, will be on to talk about the next season for fantasy studs you want to look at. And there's a lot more guests and a lot more content coming up. So smash that subscribe button, hit the follow, drop us a like, subscribe, or any of the others, because we need it all, baby, and we're pushing.
Thank you so much for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every day. For your second listen, though, please go check out Locked On NHL. Locked On Experts give you a daily 30-minute podcast on all things NHL all year long. Stay up to date on everything in the hockey world. Locked On NHL, your daily 30-minute NHL podcast. It's free and available wherever you get your podcast, just like this one right here. So again, hit the subscribe, hit the follow button. I know we say this all the time in every episode, but we're trying to engrave it into your brains to just hit the subscribe and follow button and don't miss out on any of the content coming up. Thank you so much for tuning in for today's episode with Flip and I. Have a great day. Good luck with all your bets out there, and we shall see you back here again tomorrow.
Peace.